Tonight, we're talking R. Kelly and all his never-ending messiness. Plus, Aretha Franklin had a Grammys tribute. Yeah, we're going to break that down. And the Leaving Neverland documentary. Ooh, people had a lot to say about that on Black Twitters. All coming up right after this.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, we back at it again. Happy
Monday.
Back
here we go again. What?
That's right. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. And as always, I'm joined by my amazing co-host.
Hey, everybody, your boy, Al G. Happy to be with my sister, Al.
It's
Al Twins.
A squared.
That's right. I like the A squared.
There we go. I mean, we OG. We go way back. All right, let's get into it because we got a packed show tonight. Oh, my goodness. R. Kelly is at it again. I mean, he's just all up in the news this last week. So he had a sit-down interview, a GMA. With Gayle King, yeah, and that spun a whole bunch of people talking about him on Black Twitter.
Bunch of memes.
We're gonna get to those memes. We got memes, we got parodies, we got songs, everything.
Right.
So I think it was last weekend he was bailed out of jail. It was last week, right? He was bailed out of jail, but then he had to go back because he didn't pay his child support.
And then he bailed out again, I guess.
And then somebody bailed him out again. That's like over 200,000. Like,
somebody's got his back out there. I wonder if it's that same sister, like that businesswoman who bailed him out the first
time.
Maybe.
It could be.
Because I heard he's broke.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I want some friends who have... $200,000. But yeah, okay, so let's talk about this interview that everyone's talking about. I want to know what your thoughts are on it.
Okay. Ahead of time, I've seen it. Do you want me to address it now?
Address it now.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think it hurt him more or...
I think it hurt him.
Yeah.
And let me state this, like, for the record, I'm not a R. Kelly defender. I'm more of a defender of like civil rights and due process.
Right.
I think R. Kelly, he's a perv, and if he assaulted these underage women, you know, he should be at the bottom of the jail.
Yeah.
But what I am a staunch advocate for, excuse my voice, is, like I said, he gets a fair trial. Like, for instance, and he's treated properly. The memes that came up, they did the little freeze frame. We'll see that later. Did the little freeze frame on him standing over Gail, like with his hands like this.
But he did it.
But here's the thing. I'm thinking he's looking at the camera. Granted, he got animated. He got irate. You don't want to do that with the woman. But I think it was taken out of context. He was just kind of like breaking down, being.
For those of you who can't see, I am giving Al mad side eye right now.
Well, that was going to portray the black man as violent.
No. I get that completely. But I mean. It is what it is. He's not being portrayed any sort of way. He put on that show. I mean, he was going for the Oscar.
He had a breakdown. But my only thing is, I think he was looking at the camera when he's doing that. He's not like looking at Gail, but you know, it is what it is.
But still, for me as a woman to see that, it's like that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, for anyone who is in a professional setting of that type of interview, Gail is a professional, you know, a reporter. An interviewer, and for him to act that way, like, I get it, you're frustrated and you're upset and whatever, but if anything, that is the time to be more on point than ever.
Yeah, Gail maintained her professionalism. You know what I learned from that interview? I think R. Kelly, honestly, think he's kind of, like, stunted age-wise. He just came off, like, really immature, right?
He came off immature, and he came off... just like he lives in his own little world.
His own little bubble.
Some sort. And I can't figure out what exactly is going on there. But let's check out some of these memes. Okay, this one is... I think it's KZZY posted on Twitter. It says, this is why y'all don't deserve the fucking internet. This is funny. Let's roll this.
I'm an older man that love all women. 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 I'm an older man that
love all women.
The internet always wins. I love the internet.
All women.
Hey. If you guys are watching the video, we got Beyonce twerking, SpongeBob
up in there.
I'm an older man to love all women.
I love this.
Yeah.
I mean, this was there. I saw another funny one too. That, you know, for time's sake, I was like, okay, I'll leave that up. But this is hilarious.
Okay.
This one's really funny. So wait, hold on. Yeah, this one. This is Jayla, Miss Lala. You know.
Okay.
Okay. She says the real R. Kelly hashtag interview hashtag Lala jokes. Let's check this one out.
You ain't about to stand over me like you did, Gail.
I don't need to.
Are you gonna tell me the truth today? I'll take that. So how many girls are currently in your basement?
4, 5, 6, 50.
Okay, you being real honest, huh?
Absolutely.
What exactly is going on in your home?
A cult.
What are you doing with a cult?
Hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat.
That's a lot. Let's move on to something else.
She's
how many of the girls are underage?
Oh, my God. All of them.
Have you ever liked any woman over 18?
No.
Rufus. That's gross. And you need help.
This is the kind of help I need.
I'm happy you agree. Tell me.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
You know what? You stay right here. I'm going to leave.
Okay, that's the end of that. That was good. Like, people get creative.
You got to get creative with it.
People get really, really creative with that. And I mean, what can you do at this point? Because it's such a circus.
You have to laugh at it a little bit.
Exactly. And people are like, you know, they're being creative with the whole situation.
Did you see the SNL skit, too? And that broke into song, too. It was funny.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
They did a great job, but they always, SNL always knocks it out of the park. So this was actually really funny. So R. Kelly's lawyer, did you see this press conference he was
getting? No, I heard about it. Okay.
That's another reason why I just love, you know, live TV technology and just people being real. Let's roll this because there was an interesting character that just came up in the midst of the interview. So let's roll this. This one is, it says, hashtag R. Kelly's lawyer got treated on live TV.
Free, I can't get my ID.
You can go that way.
No, it's a free. I can walk this way. Fuck you talking about, fam. Anyway, so we are
only in Chicago.
Some hood ish.
He's like, no, I need to get my ID. I'm gonna go this way.
No,
I'm gonna go this way.
F your camera.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your press conference.
All right.
Who do you think you are?
Exactly.
There's just this whole aura of unprofessionalism around R. Kelly's handlers, from his lawyer to his publicist.
Mm.
And I think basically all the professional people, they've cut and run a long time ago, cut ties. So he's basically deal with anybody who will, like, stand in front of a camera for him.
Yeah, who's like, okay, I'm gonna take this on.
Yeah.
So let's see what other people were saying on Black Twitter. This one comes from Karamo Brown. What up to my boy Karamo? Everyone go out, get his book. He's amazing. Okay, so he says, hashtag R. Kelly said, I'm Robert in R. Kelly uniform. Wrong, you're a predator, child molester, delusional pervert who grooms and preys on young people as R. Kelly and as Robert. I pray you get help, but I have no sympathy for you right now. Hashtag lock his ass up. I mean, yeah, I feel the same way as Karamo. Like, I think he definitely needs help, and I don't feel sorry for
him. And if he did those crimes, he needs to do the time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But people on Twitter have, you know, also been standing for him.
Right,
and
right.
been saying kind of what you've been saying lately.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, let's look at these other people.
Why are we focusing on all the black men?
Right, particularly white men who have done this and nobody said anything. So
they get a pass.
This was actually brought up. And it says, hashtag Woody Allen adopted, then married this young girl. And for those of you who are listening, it's a picture of, you know, his wife when she was, like, I think 12.
Sony.
Yeah. But y'all still talking about R. Kelly. Okay.
He's still making Oscars and making movies.
Yeah, I mean, I totally see the point here because that is not okay. Not okay. However, this happened, what I will say, this happened at a different time.
Okay.
I think right now, because of the whole Me Too and everyone telling their truths and just being like, we're done with all
this. It's a different era culturally.
It's a different era. However, I don't think people like Woody Allen should be let off the hook just because this happened, you know, 30 years ago or
yeah,
whatever.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
I mean, I agree. It's not let to deflect to say, what about these other people to do it? But it's just, let's make it fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Let's not be selective.
I completely 100% agree with that because it's not fair otherwise. And like you said, you know, it is only, it does seem right now that they're only focusing on black men. However, I do think there will be other documentaries coming out about other people.
I got a good conspiracy about that
one.
Oh, jeez. Cued up for later.
Yeah, cued for later. All right, so let's move on. Last night, there was an Aretha Franklin tribute that the Grammys put on for her, and Black Twitter was all about it. I mean, it's Aretha,
hey,
you know?
The queen.
Yes, exactly. Fantasia brought down the house, John Legend, Celine Dion, Kelly Clarkson. So let's see what people... Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I watched Bits and Pieces.
Yeah, what did you think?
It was cool. I mean, I love Aretha Franklin. You know, she's the queen. Queen of soul.
Hearing all those songs, it's like, it just takes you back and reminds you, like, geez, she had hits.
Hits.
Like, amazing, amazing hits. And just hearing her belt those out was amazing.
Like, we wouldn't have a Mary J. Blige without Aretha Franklin.
Right? Yeah. Right? Exactly. All right, so let's see what people on Twitter were saying. This is from LaToya Montague. She says, Celine Dion didn't come to play with us. I've always loved her. Again, proof that soul is not limited to an image. I think this is kind of in... she was saying it because some people I saw on Twitter were like, really, you gonna get Celine Dion to sing this?
Right.
You know, not some, like, other black woman. And my whole thing with that is, like, okay, if they had gotten Britney Spears to sing some, you know, Aretha Franklin, yeah, I'm gonna have an issue with that. Uh-huh. But Celine can sing. And I think Aretha's music was for everyone. And as long as they do have... You know, the people that should be singing the songs, absolutely.
I definitely, like, I prefer a balance, like, you know, as a black woman, you know. And what's her name? Celine Dion. At least she has a good voice.
Right,
she wasn't
exactly.
like J-Lo trying to do, like, the Motown shit. Okay, like, that was whack.
I love J-Lo, but no, girl.
Yeah, we fuck with you, but nah. Not on those songs.
So people were feeling it. So this is from Angelou. She says, now, this is a tribute with the, you know.
I love that pose.
The, yeah, because that was so Aretha.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Exactly.
We love Aretha.
Let's see what else people were saying on Twitter. But, yeah, I think that this, you know, I think the Grammys did a great job with this tribute. Because you know, other tributes we've seen on, I think, other channels, kind of in the past, like the Prince tribute, and, you know, there's been some,
kind of sus.
Black ones.
Yeah, kind of sus, right.
But I think this one, they did a good job with that, for sure.
I agree.
All right, so moving on.
Moving on.
We talked about R. Kelly, one person who had a documentary that really did some damage to him.
Did some damage. Career ending.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Leaving Neverland.
Okay.
And Michael Jackson. Because talk about two different outcomes for documentaries that were very damaging as far as people on, you know, especially Black Twitter. Because I was trying to look for any type of tweet against Michael. And as far as...
You're going to get bounced on.
Yeah. It definitely... This one reminded me kind of the OJ cases because it broke down on racial lines, you know, on Twitter from what I saw. Like, people in the black community were definitely standing for Michael Jackson, whereas... Why do you think that is? Why do you think R. Kelly didn't get away with it, but...
I would
Michael
say,
Jackson.
R. Kelly doesn't have the superior, like, PR machine that's still in place, like, for Michael Jackson fans. People just love him to death. But I think what was so problematic about the Michael Jackson doc, as a documentarian,
You are an expert.
Thank you. As a documentarian, I know you have to get both sides. And both of those documentaries did not adequately balance, like, one side of the opinion with the other. So, with that said,
you don't think the R. Kelly did?
They had, like, his brother in jail, you know what I mean?
See, I think they had more people, and that's why. It wasn't just two victims. Uh-huh. It was a lot of different people.
Uh-huh.
Like, his brother, you know, homeboy up in La Pinta. And
that doesn't look good, just the optics of that. The one guy's going to defend him. Yeah, he just likes young women. I like bars and stripes.
Some people like older women.
So the optics of that.
Yeah.
But also, here's the other thing, too. I think the big, and again, I'm not defending Michael Jackson. If he did anything, you know, he should ride. lot, you know, God's dealing with them right now. But again, like the due process thing, the biggest problem people had is that these two accusers, they denied that Michael had molested them on the stand. Now, I know people are going to say, you know, well, part of the victim cycle and grooming is emotionally, you can go back and forth. And that's fair. I think two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I do too. I completely agree with that. So let's see what people were saying on Twitter. This one comes from Jovan367. He says, business must be business. I don't understand how Oprah thought interviewing Michael Jackson's accusers was a good idea. I thought she believed him. He was indicted and acquitted. End of story. Hashtag Leave Neverland. So this is in response to Oprah doing her After Neverland special where she interviewed Wade Robinson and I can't remember the other guy.
Name's hard to pronounce. Yeah. But I'm banging on Oprah. I'm riding against Oprah as well, too.
Really?
Only because, and this is not to defend Michael Jackson, but Oprah, she was best friends with Harvey Weinstein. There's tons of video of them hugging and kissing up, and she knew about all this. She was friends with those guys. Same thing with Michael Jackson.
How do you know she knew?
She admitted it. She's like, I just thought they were rumors. That's the same rumors have been swirling around Michael Jackson since the 80s. The same crazy stuff. She maintained a friendship with him when she was alive, and he considered her a friend, and blah, blah, blah. And Oprah just has this reputation. I think it's just poor journalism, or it's just a bad look. If you're going to be friends with all these people, they're going to be under your nose. But the minute something goes wrong or he dies, now you immediately flip on him. It's like, be consistent.
Do you think that maybe she did take this under her wing because of the fact that she was molested as a child? So she felt like, I have kind of a personal, not connection, but like it was kind of more personal for her than... You know.
Yeah, for those of us who know Oprah's story, we know she's been a victim of sexual molestation.
Right.
But again, she wasn't screaming that when he was alive. She counted him as one of her friends. And same thing with Harvey Weinstein. So basically, not to negate what happened to Oprah in her past, you know, God bless her. I like to believe these victims.
Right.
But what you see in Hollywood, it is people just doing it when it's convenient. And when it's not convenient, they throw people under the bus. While they're hot, they're your friend and my buddy.
That's show business, baby.
Exactly. Let's call it what it is. It's fake. It's fake is what I'm saying. So Oprah, she's pretty fake, in my opinion.
Oh, wow.
Fake ass Oprah.
Wow.
Cancel
wow.
Oprah.
Oh, dang. Oh, okay.
I got beef with
those
Oprah, but that's another
words.
Thing. That's
okay.
Coming up in my segment.
So, here was another tweet. This is from Longi Yolo. Hashtag Leaving Neverland. Where is the documentary on Woody Allen? Here we go again. He married his daughter. Where's the documentary on Harvey Weinstein? He sexually assaulted tons of women. Hashtag mute HBO. Michael Jackson is the GOAT.
Elvis Presley. There's tons
legacy.
Of these white guys that did it too.
There definitely is. I think where the director of this went wrong was he didn't get more sides like the director of R. Kelly did. I watched the After Neverland special, and he specifically said, like, he wanted the story to be about the two victims, and it was their story.
Mm.
And I'm like, if you're going to come out with something this controversial and this hot and, like, all that, you got to make sure you got all your bases covered because you're going against this huge machine, that is the estate, and B, that is Michael Jackson's fans.
Yeah.
And the community.
Yeah.
Like, you got to make it seal proof.
Yeah. You can't have all these holes in your argument,
right,
or these
exactly.
blind spots.
And like I said, it reminded me of, you know, the O.J. Simpson. At the time, everyone was like, he didn't do it, he didn't do it, he didn't do it. And then last year, that documentary came out. What was it, The Story of O.J.?
I don't remember.
I think that's a Jay-Z song.
Okay.
But something like
that. I remember it was like, there was like a dramatic version of it where they had somebody playing
him. Right, that was the American crime story. But then there was actually an HBO documentary. And people after that were kind of like,
You know what it is? Here's the thing about black people. It's not that we defend people who are like supposed murderers or rapists. It's that we want to see people get due process.
Right.
And it's like, I totally agree. You brought up the OJ point. And this is what people don't remember. I was alive when this was going on. The cops had done some really shady stuff.
That's true.
They had jumped over his fence without a warrant. Some of them were, they found that Mark Furman was a racist.
Right.
And they had planted evidence before. So, again, just because somebody's guilty doesn't mean the cops followed all the protocols. We just want people to get a fair shot.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Fair shot. fair sentencing.
Right.
Don't just make it one-sided. Hello. Yeah, exactly. Hello, America in 2019. Okay, so now we're going to move on to Al's woke segment. What have you got for us? Where's the tinfoil hat?
Oh, man, I love my tinfoil koofy at home.
You said koofy.
Okay. Let me talk to my woke camera right here. Okay, guys, a couple of things. Alina, do you know about the ADOS, hashtag ADOS movement?
Nobody did.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to go to that in a second. Let me explain to you guys.
Explain.
Tell you to the woke camera. The hashtag ADOS movement stands for hashtag American Descendants of Slavery. And what they're specifically talking about, black people who are descendants of slavery. And while we know slavery, you know, occurred in the Caribbean, and those people who were slaves, descendants of slaves, I think they deserve the reparations, you know, from whoever enslaved them, whether it was the French or whether it was the British, whoever colonized them, you know, in Haiti, they need to get it from the French. But the ADOS movement is trying to get reparations for people, black American descendants of slavery.
There's actually a presidential candidate who said that this should happen.
There's a couple of them. Yeah. I think it's Mary Williamson, and then there's Tulsi.
No, the guy from Texas. God, I know who he is. I'm having a brain fart.
I know. Here's the thing, because I'm very sensitive
to
that.
Juan Castro.
Okay. Yeah, and that's like one of the things I immediately look at all these candidates, is I want to say, okay, Tulsi Gabbard. She's for reparations, Gabbard. Yeah. Gabbard. But certain people, like, you know, I don't know, are not. Like, they were, and she gets that basically, what's the sister's name we're about to see here? Kamala Harris. Uh-huh. Because she kind of danced around it and kind of pussyfooted around it. So this, I think, is a good time to check out the video and find out more about this movement that she's kind of started, her and Tone Talks on the YouTube.
All right, let's check
this out. Nobody did that. Ain't nobody been around here judging her blackness. What we have judged is her lineage and her attachment to American descendants of slaves. She has a Jamaican parent and an Indian parent, and neither of those parents is an American DOS, descendant of chattel slavery in this country. Not everywhere slavery. We know that was slavery in other parts of the world. But if you in the Caribbean or one of those places, if you in Haiti, then your issue, as we've said here many a time, is with the French. And if you ever get reparations from the French, I will clap, I will be happy,
support
I will
that.
Throw you a party, yeah. I will buy you a drink, baby, but I will not try to take your money. I will not try to eat that fruit, because I don't have no bones buried in Haiti. My bones is buried in here. I celebrate you, I will help you, but I understand that that is yours, and I think you understand that too. So the real issue is, just like I'm not Jamaican, just like I'm not Haitian, just like I'm not Eritrean, you are not American DOS.
And I think her main point, what she was getting at, is there are people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when they asked her, how do you feel about reparations? She's like, well, you know, I have ancestors who were slaves. I guess if she's like Afro-Latina, so, you know, all people
Almost,
of color should get it.
A lot of Latinos.
Puerto Ricans, Dominicans.
They have,
whole point is, if you can make a case for it, fine, but we can't turn this into a, like, this is an all lives matter thing. You have to be able to trace your roots back to slavery. And if you can trace it, cool. It doesn't mean black people of all shades, Caribbean, African, we're all black as black, you know? And I hope everybody gets theirs. But I think, like, she was looking at somebody like Kamala Harris, who was boo-booing it, and probably because she thinks Kamala Harris doesn't identify with being ADOS because, you know, her parents aren't, you know, American descendants of slavery. So anyway, that was the context of it.
All right. So what's up?
And
what's
then
up
here's
next?
Another tweet. This is Yvette Cornell of Breaking Brown. The first ever hashtag ADOS conference is coming your way October 5th, 4th and 5th. It's time to use our movement to advocate for a political agenda. Let's get to work, fam. And so you can find out all about the ADOS movement, her and Tone Talks. And again, it's about reparations, you know. And that's one of the things I look at. One of the first things that really just drove me crazy. I'm looking at certain politicians. They asked Nancy Pelosi. She started fumbling around. Well, we can't give reparations to everybody. They asked James Clyburn, who like walked in the civil rights movement. He's like, well, you know, we should give it to, you know, everybody and all people of color, which means Asians, which means, you know, Filipinos. I'm for all my people of color, but they weren't the descendants of slavery. So there's a lot of, like, sidestepping on this, which says a lot.
All right.
You're like, calm down.
No. Like, here's the thing with me. I need to, like, I don't know, because my mom's straight from Africa, so I don't have any, you know, I'm
but
not
you
a
still
descendant.
Consider yourself a black person.
Yeah, exactly,
my sister, you're black.
Exactly. So I just, I don't know.
So maybe, you know, but I mean, it's
like
slavery. But yeah,
like I want to hear more about it. I definitely want to learn more about it, and I want to hear more about it.
Reparations. I think it's H.R. 44 or something.
Yeah, now you've got my, you know, intrigue sparked.
And so. I will ride for all my Caribbean brothers and Latino brothers who are descendants of slavery as well. This is, you know, don't come in trying to take, like, the black Americans' money if that wasn't your experience.
Right, yeah. See, like, I wouldn't try to come in and take it because it's not,
Not appropriate.
Okay, so...
Okay, so next we're about to go into the conspiracy brother corner. So we got conspiracy music rocking. Okay, we were talking about the conspiracy.
Yeah.
How they're trying to, like, keep the black man down and paint black men as the face of predatory sexual behavior. You know, look at all the case. Bill Cosby, R. Kelly.
Okay, but he's a predator.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, they're predators, though.
But what they haven't been highlighting is at the same time all this has been going on, remember Harvey Weinstein was the face of it?
Yeah.
He had a documentary that came out in Sundance the same time as this Leaving Neverman documentary.
Okay, but was it good? Did it suck?
It was in Sundance, but the point is it wasn't highlighted by Oprah. It wasn't highlighted by the Hollywood community. They just kind of let that go. So I'm pleading conspiracy as a pioneer. I'm getting started. Don't get me started.
Hold on. I get what you're saying, but if the film sucks... Why would they promote it? Have you seen it? Do you know?
I haven't seen it, and here's the thing, because it hasn't gotten as much promotion and advertising. I think Leaving Neverland sucked as a documentary, but she got David Geffen behind it, and she got Oprah behind it. How come Oprah didn't get behind this Harvey Weinstein? And I'll tell you why. Let's look at the picture. Let's throw to the pig.
I mean...
by the way, shout out to Nick Cannon for tweeting this. Hey, y'all. What does surviving Harvey Weinstein come on? When is that one coming on?
Hey, look, listen, we all want that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there needs to be some documentary up on him, on a lot of the people that had accusations and whatnot pulled out against them during the Me Too movement here in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I would like to see that because they need to be put on blast.
All of them.
Blasty blast.
All of them. A perv is a perv. Well, just, you know, conspiracy, just throwing it out there. You know, maybe you see a pattern. You know, you see a pattern.
I get you. I feel what you're saying. I told 100% get what you're saying. But
Oprah.
I'm like, let's just, like, maybe they're still coming out. Maybe
it's going to
be, give it a couple more months, maybe. I don't know. But I have a hard time believing that people that do, you know, documentarians and directors and all of that out there do not see a huge opening in that market to not have a documentary about, you know, Harvey Weinstein.
How come we haven't heard about it? Nobody's heard about it. It was a film at Sundance, too. Exactly. We don't know.
That's why I'm like, maybe it just wasn't that good. All right. You know, on that note, we're going to wrap this up.
Conspiracy brother.
That's right. We're going to wrap it up. So, Al, where can the good people find you?
Everybody, you can find me on Twitter at JamaicaHouseDoc. Excuse my voice. I'm sick. And you can also find me on IG at Algie_JamaicaHouseFilm.
That's right. And I'm Alina Vision. You can find me on all the interwebs at Alina Vision, and that's Vision with two S's. All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week. You know, next time, we'll see ya. Peace.
Later.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.